Last year, before we handed in the unedited report of the Commission on June 30th, we had allotment in the national budget for our wrap-up period of the Commission's work, and that period was extending from July to September. The TRC mandate gives room for that. So it's not a matter of us feeling that we are due, that the mandate is over. That money was due before the mandate was over, and it never did. So they need to pay not only the salaries of commissioners and staff, but they also need to pay vendors. Then they need to properly close down the commission. The work is over. The commission cannot continue to remain in limbo. We have to properly shut down the commission, properly archive the work of the commission, and then say goodbye to the TRC finally, once and for all.
The Truth Commission is threatening lawsuits against the government. Have you brought this before the appropriate government authorities before making this threat?
If you look at the release that went out this evening, it actually gave a chronology of the steps that have been taken to address this issue. We even met with the president in November of last year, at which time we clarified all of these issues, answer all of her questions, and she assured us that, you know, everything was going to be done to resolve the matter. She even called the Minister of State for Presidential Affairs, for Legal Affairs, Minister Maurice Setuma, and asked him to please work along with the Commission and the Minister of Finance to resolve this matter, to make sure that the money is available to finish paying off, you know, the back salaries, and also properly shut down the commission.
In your release, you said that the government's inability to pay you your back salaries is politically motivated. Why do you make that statement? Do you have any proof?
We know government has spent a lot of time and resources trying to disparage the report. So with all of this happening, of course, at this point in time, when we have exhausted all other means of trying to you know, get our money out of there, and nothing is happening, it is only natural that one would believe that this is political. Or else, what would be the reason is almost 1 year. They're doing things that they want to do. They're finding the money for things that they want to do. But the TRC is not a priority. Apparently, it never has been.
Is it true that the Ministry of Finance has requested from the Truth Commission a list of documents? And have you provided those documents?
Absolutely. When we met with the president in November of last year and discussed the matter, and you know, she has said that she was going to make sure that this matter was resolved, we were turned over to the Ministry of Finance. Our executive secretary, acting on behalf of the commission, went to meet with our finance ministry official, including the Minister of Finance, Mr. Gafuan, at which time they agreed to say, yes, we realize that you guys have legitimate claims. They even wrote us this year stating, yes, you guys have legitimate claims. Yes, we have decided we will pay, but we want XYZ documents. And they asked for all sort of, you know, documents. Of course, naturally, they asked for they asked us to send in the claim. We send in the claim. They asked us to do this, do that. And then they also asked for audit reports. They went there, all of the audit reports of the TRC since were in existence. We sent them all of that information. They even asked the commission. They said, well, we were not, at this point in time, the commission no longer legally exists. So we will not give money to a body that does not legally exist. So what the commission needs to do then is to go out and issue certificates of indebtedness to commissioners, to staff, to vendors to say that, yes, the TRC indeed owe you guys this money. And bring it to the Ministry of Finance. We will do the vetting to ensure that, yes, the TRC actually owe you this money, that you actually provided the services for which, you know, the TRC is saying that we should pay you. So we've been through all that process.